when you were telling me about what you burn in the fireplace, you mentioned post oak and water oak and all that.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of different trees do you have growing around here in Kanaka County besides that?
Oh, you got just about all kinds. Just dogwood, water oak, post oak, blackjacks, beech, poplar, pine, gum, bay, all kind of different kinds. There's one called cottonwood. It's real soft, but you don't want none of that for wood. It won't burn.
Oh. Hmm.
Smoke over and go out.
Right.
Yeah. Don't have much of it here.
Is it good for anything?
I don't know of anything. I didn't have to use it. They're cutting it in these sawmills now in paper wood, where they come across one when they're cutting hardwood. Mm-hmm. They mix it in with the other, you couldn't tell the difference. You can't do anything with it. It's no good for lumber or post or wood or nothing like that. It's too soft, it won't hold up.
What do you say it's no good for post?
No, uh-uh. Ain't good for nothing as I know of.
Wait, what would you use for post?
Well, they used to use a laddered post. And they got to where they can't get none of them. There's not any more of them. And they used these pine poles, creosoted. Or either get you a cedar post, or a post oak, split it up and make a post out of it. They don't last long, 3, 4, 4, 5 years. Cedar post lasts pretty good if you get a good heart one. But they're the best things to do for fellas going that post now is to go down here to our Miller's or somewhere where they creosote them things and get them creosoted posts. They'll stay with you about 25, 30 years.
Is that right? That's the way to do it, man.
Yeah, that's the cheapest way out. They hide and get it, but everything else here too. There's some of them right there.
Yes.
Of course, you can get them larger than them.
Those been there for a while?
Yeah, they've been there ever since he built this house. I believe she said he built it in 43.
You have any sycamore around here?
Yeah, we got some sycamore, not too much.
What about that tree that I hadn't seen any around here, those things that got those shiny green leaves and those white flowers in the tree, you know?
You talking about the bay trees, magnolias?
Right.
Yeah, they're scattered around. That swamp down there is full of them.
Is a, you call it, was a bay tree, is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's different kind of bays now. There's a magnolia bay, and then there's a sweet bay, and then there's a white bay. Mm. Have different shaped leaves on them. And there's a difference in it, in the looks of it.
I just know one kind of magnolia. I wouldn't know what kind of bay it is. Just regular magnolia.
Well, that magnolia, it's a bay, and then there's a white bay. The body of it, the tree is pretty light, near about like a sycamore when it's peeled off. Then that sweet bay, it's kind of a, got a kind of a green trunk to the tree. They have little leaves about, oh, I'd say about 3 inches long and about a couple inches wide. And those magnolias, they have pretty well.
Uh-huh. I imagine you see a lot of those.
Oh, yeah. Every day. Off and on all day.